Good morning. Bernie Sanders here. It's a beautiful morning. Wonderful. Beautiful. Having some bagels and lox with my friend Dr. Notorious. Talking about bringing socialism to the universe. Enjoy your breakfast or lunch or dinner. I'm partial to lox. Welcome to the Notorious Jokecast.
Morning. Looks like spring has sprung at last. No ice upon the glass when I wake up this morning in the mothership. I'm actually able to open up the windows and vent out the stench. Coffee, snacks, patchouli, sandalwood incense, wood, metal polish. These are the smells of the mothership. Leather, sweat, other fluids, blood. Blood, sweat, and tears, man. All those things have salt in them, too. Kind of like, there's been a lot of saltiness on here recently, I've noticed. A lot of people have been a little upset. I know I have been. Sorry about my voice. Spring has definitely arrived, and so have my seasonal allergies. Ugh, I need to go into deep space vacuum where there is no. Do the Princess Leia that pissed everyone off.
Well, I'd like the movie if it wasn't for that scene.
Go piss yourself. Let's not go down that rabbit hole.
It was a ridiculous scene.
There's precedent. Her dad did it plenty of times in canon stories. I think other people have done it too. I mean, Darth Maul survived being cut in half. He was in the whole last two seasons of Clone Wars, and then they put him on this Rebels thing. Check that out. Actually, check out the... They actually completely ripped off a comic that came out years ago, but they did a whole final duel between Obi-Wan Kenobi and Darth Maul. And Obi-Wan Kenobi just takes him out in like three swipes because he's become a master of Type 3 lightsaber combat. And Darth Maul was always just straight up attack. He knew all the different techniques, but he never mastered the one. And Obi-Wan Kenobi really mastered Type 3. That was his style, kind of both mentally and physically. I think a lot of the authors used that as how he combated the dark times that he was in, was with the almost purely defensive style of lightsaber combat. It's a style designed to defend, in mostly against blaster fire, you know. And then, but then also, it was a style that worked against multiple lightsabers, like General Grievous, and then opponents like Darth Maul, and then eventually his own student Anakin, because it was a style that allowed you to defend yourself and tire your opponent out, or find that opening and penetrate it eventually. And that is really cool. Because that was Obi-Wan Kenobi's whole thing. He was a negotiator before a warrior. And that's always important, I think. As speaking as a warrior and a negotiator, I don't pay full price for anything. It's go in to any negotiation situation. People are always like, how can you do that? How can you do that? How do you, you know, how do you get like 35% off? How do you get 45% off? You're just persistent. You don't take no for an answer. And you have the attitude that your time is money, your time is valuable. And do your research, you know? Know what the cost of these things is to retailers. Because they'll go 5 to 10% above cost, you know? And then if there's like a serious breach of customer service protocol, they'll definitely kiss your ass. Just, you know, broken promise is the magic word. You broke your promise, you owe me. Which is true, though. You know, if you make a promise to a customer, you have to keep it. Yeah, I'm getting off now about Amazon. They've completely been screwing me over. Missing delivery dates and then not delivering on promises to make amends. You know, a third party will go to bat for you and they'll give you a free Prime, but you call them yourself and, you know, you got to be persistent or they won't give a shit. Speaking of which, I got to call them back in my perks department. Where's my electrical outlet in my shelter house? Okay, I think I'm losing my voice. That ain't good. We gotta do a little more belly. Hey, Podcast Universe, yeah, I'm fading, man. Here under the spring skies, the birds. Beautiful, peaceful morning. Everyone go out and enjoy some fine weather. You can listen to me still. Just use your headphones and an iPod or something. Get off your damn computers. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.